Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, oh yeah. Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, oh yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So this is the formal intro. Tim Heidecker is here. We searched high and low. We found ourselves a little Timmy. Uh-oh, we already have a call. Heather, let's see. Hello.
Chelsea.
Yes, Heather, I can't really hear you, but that's just a production issue. Nothing to do with you.
I can hear.
Whatever.
Hello, can you hear
me? Oh, now I can, yeah. I'm here with Tim. Tim Heidecker.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Oh, hey.
Hi, Heather. Hi, Heather.
Oh, we have a game we want to play. Is your name Heather? Whatever. I need to stop saying the names that show up because it's never the person's name.
Oh.
It's like, does your mom, Heather, pay your phone bill?
No, I'm on a family plan with my sister-in-law.
There you go.
Oh, family plan with your sister-in-law.
Can you imagine? I mean, this is like such a crazy peek in. That would be my worst nightmare.
So do you have to explain that to everybody?
Okay, listen, here's our game. Who's slurping? Is it me or Tim? Who is slurping? Slurping cough.
Slurping the cough?
Who's slurping? Who is that?
My dog?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
This is the rules of who's slurping. Who's slurping? Who's slurping? Who's slurping? And that's the jingle for the game.
Yeah, that's not the rule.
The rule is you hear a slurping of a coffee, you try to identify. Is it me or is it Tim? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Was that a slurp? I can't quite hear.
Oh, called out. Slurp wasn't slurpy enough. All right. Okay, take two.
That was Chelsea.
Yeah, that's correct.
This has gone terrible. Ding.
It's the weakest ding ever.
Do you prefer the new ding or the... This is new ding.
I don't like...
That's the old ding.
I haven't heard a ding I liked yet.
Oh. That's a good name for the episode. All right, listen, we gotta go. Woo, it's getting hot. It's getting hot. Oh, okay. So, wait, this lady is still on. Kill me.
No, this is a new one.
Chelsea?
Oh, hi.
Do you guys, do you have any guys that call in? It seems like it's all women.
Well, first I'm of just all, kidding. Take There's your only... fucking tone hey. Down. Second of all, my podcast used to be all guys, but now I'm in my 40s, so it's all right. women. I'm not sexy anymore.
Hey.
So it's all women. How do you feel about that?
I'm not commenting one way or the other. I'm staying out of that. I'm staying out. Believe me. I'm staying out of that one.
Oh, shit. Caller, what's your name?
My name's Ham.
Ham?
Ham. Ham, like Hannah, but cut in half.
You got to just go Hannah. Hannah.
Yeah, people are doing a lot of crazy abreves these days. Full on attack right out of the stable.
Yeah. That's fair.
Who's slurping? This is a game called Who's Slurping? Who's slurping? Who's slurping? Who's slurping? This is a game called Who's Slurping? Someone slurps their coffee. Is it me or is it Tim?
My guess is Tim.
You're right.
Yeah, but you guessed before I even slurped.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fucking hell, man. This game is falling apart.
This game's harder than chess.
I need a higher energy caller, and I need one.
I did not like Hannah.
Okay, let's see. Out with the old, in with the new, but we love Han. You, Han.
Okay, Han. Like, first of all, can I just say, if you're Han,
yeah.
and you'd be like, every time you say your name, someone's like, what's that? What was that?
I know, of course.
Are you saying
of
Ham?
Of course.
Like, I don't ever want that.
Of course. And honestly, I can't even say the name because they'll know that I'm talking about them. But lately, people have been doing the most ridiculous abbreviations of their names. Like, their name would be Antha. And it's short for Samantha.
Oh,
and you're
on.
Like, come on.
My wife's name is Marilyn. And when she goes and puts an order in somewhere, she just says Mary. Because she does, even Marilyn is too complicated for people sometimes.
Oh, wait, now you're arguing the other side. You're arguing for the abbrev.
No, well, Mary isn't an abbreviation of Marilyn.
You switched
teams. It's just a different name. But Mary, everyone goes, okay, Mary, got it. But listen, that's for her. You talk to her about that.
You're spiraling.
Ham.
That's so loud. Oh my God.
I thought that was a caller.
Caller.
Hello.
A guy. Hello? It's a guy.
Okay. Hi.
Dude.
Hi,
guy.
Dude.
Hello. How are you?
Oh my goodness. Hello, male caller.
Hello.
Oh,
Australia.
It's 2 a.m. where I am. I'm really in a daze because I was just about to fall asleep.
Where am I? I need water.
Remember that button?
I do feel that way. I'm in
New York,
Perth,
right?
Australia.
I love Perth. Can you guess how many times I've been to Perth?
Hold on. Shout the number when you're ready.
How many times have I been to Perth?
Wait, Tim?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, Tim, you were going to tell me.
No, I said guess.
Oh, my God.
I said guess how many times I've been to Perth.
Oh, no.
We really were
this
waiting for
mess.
You.
My guess would be you've been here 2 to 3 times.
Well, pick a number.
That's
not,
it's
not an I'm not looking for an average.
All right, my guess.
How many?
You've been here twice. You've
that
here
is
times.
Correct! Wow. That's it. That's so long.
No, sometimes I end it early.
Never wow. ended. I'm, my only advice to you today is never end it early. Let that ride.
Jackpot conversation.
It is funny.
So good.
It is funny. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I have something to bring to the table.
Wow.
No. No.
Hooray! Can't wait. What a call so far, huh?
This is what the big wigs at iHeartRadio want.
I hope this is is good enough now. There's been a big build-up.
Exactly.
I've listened to the podcast so many times, and this is very earnest, but it got me through a very bad breakup when I was younger.
Nice.
That's true. Like, we went, after like a very bad breakup, I went overseas and I just kept listening to the podcast over and over again.
What made the breakup so bad?
Which podcast?
Wait, what was it?
Oh, yeah. Tim's podcast. Now, what made the breakup so bad, honey?
It was my first breakup, and the moment it happened was very dramatic.
Get ready for many more.
How old are you?
I'm 28 now. But at the time, I was 20.
I'm 28 now.
28 is an age that's like, well, you're not a spring chicken. You're not old, but
it's a good time.
You may not have a ton more breakups in you.
It's a confusing age. I feel like so soon I'm 32, and then 32 feels like expectation and being old in a way. You know?
Well, it's like not only are you 28, but you're also Australian. So it's like the confusion is just to the max. I think being Australian must be confusing. Who am I? Why do I live here? Where am I? Why don't I live where everyone else lives? It's like in America. I'm isolated down here. Should I be? Should we be here at all? Right? Would you ever have those thoughts? Like Perth is the most isolated city in the world.
You're heating up now.
You get it?
You're heating up. Wait, didn't you say you bring something to the table?
Well, that he listened to the podcast during a breakup.
That was it?
Oh, well, I have more to bring to the table, I swear.
Turkey
is it?
Stuffing.
I wanted to know, but I think I can predict your answer to this question.
Okay.
Do you believe in ghosts? And my prediction is that you do not believe in ghosts.
Well, now you have to be honest.
One time, I stayed at a hotel that I actually do believe was haunted.
So you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, I don't know. Somehow this call isn't popping off.
Well, I think it. I mean, that's a great conversation topic.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
You don't?
Of course not.
I do. I have stayed at a couple hotels that I think were haunted.
There's got to be some other explanation for it than spirits. Like dead people that are dead.
I'm a believer.
You're a believer. So you think that that some people die and they come back in some kind of form to the world and are in our life somehow?
Maybe. I feel like it
seems silly.
Like egocentric in a way, maybe, to think that about humans. But I feel like there's so much energy. There's so much spirit and soul and memory. Like something's got to happen to it, mate.
So much energy.
Spirit and soul.
So much energy.
Spirit and soul.
So much energy. Spirit and soul. And something's got to happen to it, mate.
So much energy.
Spirit and soul.
Something's got to happen to it, mate.
So much energy.
Spirit and soul. Let me ask you this.
I think when you die, you're done, you're dead, it's over.
Have you ever been attacked by a goose?
I've been attacked by a horse.
Okay.
That's all not right. A goose, you know that.
All right.
You know, in Australia, the geese down there are the size of horses. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Also, who's slurping right now? Can you identify who's slurping their coffee, me or Tim?
Who's slurping? Who's slurping?
Close your eyes.
I'm not slurping my coffee.
It's 2 a.m.
I can't. We gotta go. I'm sorry. It's Australia. Bless you. Get some sleep. Kiss some
I mean,
shit.
The, I already hung up. I guess the problem is no one's hearing this conversation until they're on the show, right? So that we need a little, you got to set them up a little bit.
Okay. Run the show. You produce it. I mean, Office Hours is legendary, you know?
It's a humming right now. By the way, let me just say that my inspiration for what I still do now, Office Hours, is this podcast.
Ugh!
Your podcast.
I love that.
Because I came on and I was like, this is the best.
You know what? I want to say something heartfelt, actually, in this moment. I do love how we all inspire each other.
Yeah.
You know, I did John Early's show, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and he read this really funny thing, and I was like, oh yeah, I used to write stuff for shows all the time.
Oh, like that list.
Yeah.
Was that the show that I was at?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on now. I was like, what show? What show are you doing that I'm not on?
That is so funny. I always do this. I'm like, oh, I saw this great movie, and someone's like, I went with you. I have the worst brain.
I do too.
But remember that list he read? It was so funny. Like,
yeah.
About the rules of the venue. And I was like, oh, I used to do stuff like that. And it made me actually.
Oh, all the time. Like seeing friends and people that that inspire me is that's why we do things, I think. It's not why we do things. That's insincere to say.
You're spiraling.
But... Again, I'm spiraling.
Caller?
Yep.
Have you ever been attacked by a cricket?
Are you thinking of me over there with your notepad? What's going on with all these hearts? It's like you're in fourth grade.
Thinking of you? What the hell? Oh, man. Caller.
Why are you drawing all these hearts?
I'm here with Tim Heidecker. You ever heard of him?
I think so.
Either you have or you haven't.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I believe I have. Yeah, I've watched like... all of the things I think he's done. I'm not positive it's him in there, but anything else for me or?
Oh yeah. Have you ever been attacked by a goose?
I have not, but my sister has. She was like, there were baby geese around and then she was like about to go mess with them and like take pictures of them. I said, don't do that. And then the geese attacked her and I was right. Baby geese felt good about that. Not good that she got attacked by the goose, but you know.
Do you know the band Goose?
I don't.
Cool.
All right, good talk.
All right, yeah, so good checking in with you. I feel like honestly I have to be upfront. I don't think I have good mojo right now.
What?
I don't know, with these calls. I'm not sure the goose thing.
Why don't you calm down a bit?
I'm not sure about the goose thing, and then I'm like also like it's kind of too hot in here, like the AC is off. Now I feel like
now you're spiraling.
I don't think we can turn it on now.
I thought the goose thing was really interesting.
Take your sweater off.
Goose talk? You're interested in goose talk?
I thought it was really interesting. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Thank you.
I hate people that complain about the heat while wearing a sweater.
Oh, good. That's good. There's something to that.
Start of a chunk?
Yeah, there's a start of an area. I feel like, yeah, the topic is ill-defined. We were trying to do this slurp war thing where me and Tim would take a slurp of our coffee. You try to guess who it is. That didn't really pan out.
Do you want
to
play?
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I mean, maybe you just didn't have like an interesting enough like color at the time. I'd be very interested in trying that out.
All right.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to do a slurp. I'm going to play a drum roll. When the drum roll ends, you say, who was slurping? Ready?
That was Tim.
Wrong! Yo, you blew it. Oh.
Oh, God damn it.
Couldn't have been more wrong.
Oh, my God. I can't ever show my face again.
I have a song called Slurp It Up.
You do?
Yeah.
This is true. I know that song.
Is it like Miami Bass?
No, it's my record about drinking urine that I did a few years ago.
Really?
The Yellow River Boys, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Should I play a chunk?
Are you allowed to legally?
Oh, I don't see why not. I mean, I'll just get a couple of pennies from iHeartRadio, I guess.
I really can't play any music.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I have these. These are from the iHeart Library.
Oh, well, I guess I'll sign
a release for $1.
Get out the family dog bowl. There it is, slurp it up. Okay, there you go.
Wow. That actually sounds like the music in the iHeart library.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How did we get to this point?
You're busy. You're like doing stuff over there. You gotta focus, Chelsea.
Here's my message. Here's my response to you.
Silence is the purest truth.
What is this? What is it?
It's music.
It's
from
like
the
royalty
iHeart.
Free. Yeah, oh, that's amazing.
From the iHeart library.
That's beautiful.
So, you guessed incorrectly on the slurp-a-thon.
You got to drop the call from that, right? I mean, that's...
How'd you feel about that?
I feel really sad. I'm upset. I'm still looking forward to, obviously, the consolation prize. I assume it's a couple thousand, but...
What?
I could be wrong.
What? What? Won't be seeing this guy at the Groundlings anytime soon.
Hello?
Hi!
Hello?
Hi, Chelsea?
Chipper.
Upbeat. You're on with me and
someone's
Tim
had her coffee.
Yeah, you're on with me and Tim Heidecker.
Hi, Tim.
We appreciate your energy.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
What's up? What are y'all up to?
We're talking about goose attacks. You ever been attacked by a goose?
A goose? I have never been attacked by a goose. I get really scared when kids get near them because they're fearless. But I've never experienced a goose attack.
You know, this is so weird because the whole reason I was going to do a goose attack episode is because I posted about some other attack. Like, have you ever been attacked by a bear? Yeah. And then all my DMs were people going, no, but I've been attacked by a goose. A goose. So it was like hundreds of people saying they were attacked by geese. Right. I'm like, wow, I didn't know geese.
You're chasing a ghost here.
Yeah, I didn't know they're the most dangerous animal in the wild. And now every caller is like, goose.
You're getting goosed.
Yeah.
Like, we're not coming through for you. I'm so sorry.
No. I mean, listen, it's
did you have something else you wanted to talk about?
I broke my nose a couple of weeks, months ago.
You did what?
Broke her nose.
I broke my nose. I don't know if that's of interest.
Yeah. How was that?
Yeah, it was so good.
What happened?
So I'm an actor, you know, aren't we all? And I was doing stupid actor things, but actor workshop. I know. So we're like doing this thing. It's like a very physical workshop. So, you know, like Red Rover kind of situation, but instead of Red Rover, this one person runs. I don't know what that noise is.
Just go with it. You're an actor. Just go with it.
Okay. Deal with it. Use it. Okay. So this group, one person runs at another group of people. And we're supposed to catch them in the air, right? They like fly through the air and we're supposed to catch them. So, I mean, it's so hard to describe without seeing it, but like long story short, this person flew through the air.
It's a cult.
And his forearm connected with my nose. And when it first happened, I had never broken a bone before and I thought my brain had exploded.
Hold on. Pause.
Yeah.
This was an acting class?
Yeah. Correct. Acting workshop.
Who?
Like physical acting stuff.
It was or it wasn't?
Like very high physicality. It was. Yes, it was.
Who was overseeing this class?
I don't want to say anything.
I mean, let me tell you, when I was younger, I took an acting class and we did these like trust falls or something and someone dropped me on my head.
Yeah.
It's like these teachers. It's
not accredited.
These acting class teachers need to fucking chill out. Like, this is too much. It's not even about acting.
It sounds like a stage combat class.
Yeah. It's like, let me drop you on your head. And
I mean, yeah, it's somewhere in the middle of stage combat and like just extreme trust in each other.
So do you look like Rocky Balboa now? Like, is your face?
No. Here's the most frustrating thing. You could not even tell it was broken.
Oh.
So for like 48 hours, I was like, oh, I'm fine. It was like bleeding, right? I'm like bleeding on the floor and everything. But I was like, I'm fine. And people were like, you're probably fine. So for like 2 days, I just dealt with it and it was fine. It was terrifying when it happened. But like in the next couple of days, it wasn't that painful. I'm fine.
I get
going real fast. You got to slow me down.
No, which I love, but we don't have that good of a connection. I can't hear you that well.
Hmm.
Okay, sorry. Let me see if I can get going. I'm actually teaching today. I'm subbing for 3, 4, and 5-year-olds, and I'm on my break right now. Let me see if I can
I
think we should just move on.
Yeah, no, we got...
But we love you.
Sorry about your nose breakage. That seems excessive.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah.
So good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Have a great weekend.
Toodaloo.
Shoo-wee.
Oh, my God. That's a lot. Coming in hot.
She had an iced coffee this morning, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You want the energy, but you also don't want, you know, it's like such a fine line with like who you connect with and who you vibe with, right?
Right.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm here with Tim Heidecker in studio. We're talking to people about a variety of things.
Looks like another family plan situation.
Yeah. Are you on a family plan for your phone?
No, I have my own.
Is your name
line.
Theo?
Can you believe it?
No.
Don't say the last.
Oh,
is
my
it?
Gosh. No, my
something's off.
My mom.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like, it never used to be this way, but now every time a name pops up when someone calls, it's like their mom or their sister-in-law.
That happened once.
This is how generalizations and stereotypes start. Have you been attacked by a goose?
No, but I've seen a dead goose before in Seattle.
So you're I've never met someone that's seen a dead goose.
I know, but now we're on to something. We're hot on the case.
I didn't know what to do. I was like, and I was rollerblading on this trail and I saw a dead goose.
I thought geese were eternal.
I didn't do anything about it. I'm actually feeling quite awful.
What are you supposed to do
about it?
I think you're supposed to call like animal
people. Oh, yeah.
Right? And tell them there's a dead goose.
You say all of this crazy stuff that I do not want to hear.
Wow, I need that one.
I mean, honestly, this iHeart music library has turned out to be such a blessing. Hello, mama.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hey.
Tim Heidecker here in studio.
Hey.
We're just slurping down two coffees.
Hold on, let me get a speaker.
Oh, yeah, get prepared for the call. Take your time.
I was going to ask you about something.
Oh, my gosh, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm in between
let me see if I can find
sessions,
it.
But...
You're a therapist?
Wanted to pop in and say hi. I'm a speech therapist.
Oh, how's my speech? Do you know what excess salivation is caused by? I've been having that.
I know. I heard you talking about that. And, you know, I don't know. I can't help you with that one. Hmm. Are you eating something weird?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Have you ever
I'm
been
about to have a little snack
okay.
over here.
What's the snack?
You guys fans of... I'm doing a little toast, a little bread with some olive bread and some salty butter. Are you a fan of some salty butter?
Oh, I love salt on my butter.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Love it. Fat, salt, yummy, nummy, nummy in my tummy.
I never get salted
it's
butter.
From,
I just
it's from Europe.
Unsalted
you
butter.
You got to get that Europe.
And add your salt.
You got to get...
What the hell?
Oh, well, this one is like a European import with a coarse sea salt.
Mm. Yeah, the gold wrapper, right?
Mm.
You know, that's the one I wanted, but the only one that I found was this one from Belgium.
Mm.
That's doing pretty good, too.
Belgian butter.
Blathering it on.
Can I get your take on a tone?
Yeah.
A new tone I'm noticing on YouTube videos?
Yeah.
Like food YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Food tube?
Yeah.
This guy. Yeah.
Next up, scrambled That's eggs it. Get separated into three, tossed onto some pancakes, and again formed into tacos.
That is so funny.
This
that's on all cooking videos.
Yes.
Toast on a plate.
It's actually pretty good. It's some of the best food I've ever had.
I know.
What is that?
It's born of like trying to make really fast videos or something.
Yes.
There's some people who talk about their day like that. So I went here, I went there, I did this, I did that. And you're on the call and you're like, why are we both going through the paces here? Like if you're so bored by your day,
then that happened. And by the time I got home, it was after lunch and then I didn't have anything to eat. So I went over there.
I got some groceries. I made a call to a friend. I worked in the garden. It's like, why are we going through this?
First, they grill the jalapenos and they throw it in the egg. And then they toss on some of the best Munster cheese I've ever had.
You can throw a little salt on top if you want, however you like it. Listen, one thing about olives, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't trust people who don't like olives.
I don't think I know anybody who doesn't like olives.
I don't think I do.
Although, let me tell you something. If you're not going to pit your olives, make it very clear, because I don't want to be breaking no teeth.
I've lost three teeth.
Do you know what happened to me?
What?
This is a very important story for me.
Okay, hold on. Let me give you the right music for it.
Hacks is back for season three, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000. Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion. Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
And I'm sorry if people have heard this before, because I've ranted on this. Rant. You tell me what you would have done in this situation.
Okay.
There's a club in Los Angeles. I'm calling them out.
Yeah. Don't know it.
You don't know. It's very cool. Very, like, a lot of weird music going on there. And they're going to, this is a bed for the whole story?
What do you think? Do you want it or not?
All right. So I go there, it's dark, it's a dark bar, and I get a pizza. I get a single, like a pizza for one.
Yeah.
Right? For
like
maybe
any like cool person would do. Pizza for one. I'm literally like, who are you?
Well, I got there early. I'm doing a show there. I get to the bar. I go, look at the menu. There's not a lot there. I'll just get this pizza here.
Okay.
Pizza comes out. Mm-hmm. There are 4 black olives on the pizza, like an olive per slice kind of deal. I take a bite into a pit.
Oof.
The olive is not pitted, me love. I go, what the hell? Why don't you're going to put olives on this pizza with pits on it and not mention that when you bring out the pie? Just, could you imagine the waiter? Waiter, bartender goes, by the way, these olives have pits in them.
I mean, yeah, that's crazy. But I don't think we can name them and say that, right?
It's a true story.
I'm really scared about being sued.
calling them out.
You can bleep the name.
Bleep the name.
They'll put it on their menu now.
And maybe they've corrected it. Can I just say, I mean, first of all, I could verify
it. Let's call them. Can we call them and ask if they have pits in their olives?
Sure. I don't know why they'd be open at this hour. The cleaning staff answers the phone. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a cleaning guy.
All right. Thank you so much for your call. Oh, as soon as you hang up, boom. Hello?
Your producer's looking at you with slight concern, like, uh-oh, she's finally lost it.
Oh. So, welcome, caller. Welcome to the podcast. We got Tim Heidecker here. We're talking about biting into an olive that has a pit in it on a pizza. What would you do if you were put into that situation?
I'm just actually coming off of a dental procedure. I broke a tooth on an olive.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's been a few weeks, but yes, I feel triggered by the question. But.
Oh my gosh, I'm so, so sorry. How did you break your tooth, honey?
What?
How did you break your tooth, hun?
I don't think I know anybody who doesn't like olives.
I cooked a steak for my father-in-law, and...
As you were commanded to do.
Peppercorn. It was a steak of olive.
We cracked it on a peppercorn?
I did. We had pitted olives part of the meal, but that wasn't what did it. It was a peppercorn, yeah.
been looking for someone like you, and you've been looking for somebody too.
What's your name?
Katie.
Katie, I'm going to do an impression of your father-in-law.
Okay.
Katie, I want you to make me a steak.
Actually, we have a no impressions rule on the podcast. I'm so sorry, Tim. I should have told you that.
Go in the kitchen now and make me a steak.
Oh, this is the dinner bell.
Katie, damn it! Katie! Katie! Give me a damn steak!
And put extra peppercorns on it!
I get a steak au poivre!
With some potatoes au gratin.
Did you make him some potatoes au gratin? Gratin, 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 gratin.
No, just for context, I didn't just make him a steak. My husband and I were doing like a birthday dinner.
Katie!
I want some damn cream spinach with it.
Get that pan in your hand, you old bitch. Katie! Come
you
on.
Old bitch.
And put extra peppercorns too, you dumb idiot.
I'll give a whip if you break a tooth on it. Bring out that steak knife. You know I can't just chew a bite off.
Look at she's crying laughing.
Was it something like that?
Give me my damn steak, girl!
Yes.
He's sitting on the porch.
Ringing his own dinner bell. Usually the person who cooks the meal rings the dinner bell like, children, dinner's ready, children! Children! Come along inside.
Come on in, Pa. Get out of them fields.
But in his case, he's like this. In his case, he's sitting on an easy chair. He goes, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. What's for dinner? I'm hungry.
I'm going hungry here.
So you cracked your tooth on a peppercorn.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know anything about steak au poivre.
Horrible.
But do you really chew the peppercorns?
Well, this is a Molly Baz recipe. Just shout out.
What?
She really...
A who?
A who now?
She's a Bon Appetit chef from days gone by. I mean, I don't know. She's on Instagram, but she really... She tells you to break up the peppercorns with, you know, like... the bottom of a pot or something heavy, and I guess I just did not do. So they were tough. They were big.
Peppercorns are ready.
Get cracking them peppercorns. I don't want to be breaking no tooth on it.
This is her. Hey, old stepdad. Who is it she's cooking for? Her father-in-law?
Yeah.
Daddy-in-law. I made a bowl of peppercorns. You ready? You hungry? Peppercorn time.
Make sure them crack though, because I don't want to be cracking no tooth on a whole peppercorn.
Grab a spoon and pull up a chair. We got a bowl of peppercorns for you.
Use the stock pot to crack them. Make it a heavy bottom stock pot.
This was like an attempted murder, but you wound up hurting yourself kind of thing.
Yeah, never again. It cost $1,000. Got a full... replacement.
Holy moly.
Oh, that's a fun pun.
That's a lot of moolah.
Mole.
Oh, holy moler.
Holy moler. Holy moler, Batman. Ugh. Take that back.
No, thank you.
I would be honored.
No, thank you.
I would be honored to give or receive a food test from you.
Okay.
Do you want me to give?
Yeah, sure.
Well, what's a food test?
Yeah, I'll be a bottom in this case.
Okay. Okay, great. Good culture cottage cheese.
I love it.
Me too. Just ate some.
It's great.
What culture? What'd you say? What is it?
Tim doesn't know the cottage cheese. Just good. Continue. He doesn't know it.
Okay. Balsamic glaze.
It's bad.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay. I like it on pizza, but okay. Okay. Butterscotch as a flavor.
Good. Good. Good.
Pineapple pizza?
Pineapple pizza. I mean, I'm going to ultimately, because the format is you have to choose good or bad, I'm going to say bad. But the truth is I would eat it if I was in a pinch.
I'm not okay. supposed to chime in.
No, you can.
Oh, no, I was.
Come on. You didn't know what good culture cottage cheese was. It's just a brand of cottage
cheese.
Oh,
it's a brand. Yeah. I just didn't hear the first word. It's not like I don't know what cottage cheese is.
Have you ever seen something that's white and kind of mushy with curds?
I know what cottage cheese is.
Okay. So he does know.
It's important to say good culture because people who in the cottage cheese community, you know, I don't like any other kind.
Do you do the thing with the avocado toast and the cottage cheese? Do you know about that?
All these trends.
I've done that. I've done tomato with balsamic glaze.
Ooh. This girl loves fucking balsamic glaze. What the fuck? Oops. Buttons are out of control. I need more reactions. So you love balsamic glaze. What is it? You have a sweet tooth or something?
I like it on something very savory.
My deal is if I'm going to eat pizza, I don't want to eat pizza all the time. So when I do eat pizza, I want it to be like what classic pepperoni sausage.
Have you been to Pizzeria Say?
No. Is it the best?
Oh, wow.
Is it the best?
Wow.
Is it the best pizza in LA?
Wow. Never giving you a tip or inside scoop again.
With pizza, believe me, all I need is Domino's.
With pizza, believe me, all I need is the Knowles.
The Noid.
Okay, so is that the end of your food test?
That's all that comes to mind. My adrenaline's going pretty strong.
Okay.
You're a great call, though.
Yeah, really good. I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Toodaloo. Someone's on a loading dock. Loading in... where are you?
Currently in Florida.
No, where... Geographically.
Geographically.
Not geographically. Where are you? There's beeping. Lots of it.
Oh, I live directly across the street from a Coca-Cola factory.
Oh, dear.
Cool. Really cool.
It's my favorite beverage.
Yeah. I've drank so much more Coke since living here, that's for sure. Advertising work.
Do they pipe it in through your faucet?
I wish.
Yeah. Really? You wish?
You'd never get water. You'd have to make Coca-Cola pasta.
You'd be so sticky.
You're boiling water
just
for
one of the faucets would be good.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Huh? Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Just walk next door to my boyfriend's house.
Wait, your boyfriend lives next door?
What is this, Fantasyland? This is like a Candyland fucking board game. You live across from a Coca-Cola factory. Your sweetheart is next door to you.
It's true. And he loves Office Hours. He's a Patreon member of Office Hours. He loves it.
Did he think I was a good guest on it when I was on there?
Actually, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
He was impressed.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I heard the word perfect. Please. We've only had three perfect guests.
Hey, do me a favor. Can you write reviews on both of our podcasts that say we're perfect?
Yes.
That would be so nice. Yeah. Sometimes I look at my one stars from the incels and I go, God, what a life, huh?
You know what happened? We were doing these really annoying promos that they were putting on other people's podcasts. They were really obnoxious.
Right.
And I didn't realize that they were going on other people's podcasts. And so we were getting reviews on our podcast from other people. I don't even listen to this podcast, but it's the most annoying thing to hear these promos on blah blah's
podcast.
Well,
honestly, like every time I go on a podcast and you see, like, it's so specific, it's so niche, and everyone's got their fans, but like to the outside eye, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what is this operation? Like, it's it's like everyone, you know, Andy Warhol was right. In the future, everyone's gonna have their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
So, why'd you guys bring the podcast back?
I didn't bring it back. She brought it back. Don't say you guys.
Yeah.
Why did you bring it back?
I don't know. It just seemed like a good time to do it.
Well, this pandemic has been really hard.
It really has, honey. I'm trying to say honey more.
I did this show with Fred, Fred Armisen.
I do!
Not name drop. And he comes out. You know how funny he is.
Of course.
It's an alien level. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Why it's funny, but
yeah.
He comes out and his take was like how great it is to finally be doing shows again.
Yeah.
This was like last week. it's crazy to be here. Yeah. Like with all these, there's like people here.
Right.
It's just so
I still feel that way too, though. Like, I mean, obviously, like you know, everyone handled the pandemic differently and stuff, but I do feel like it's like I'm still coming to terms with the fact that we just lived through a global pandemic. It's very confusing.
It did break something that doesn't seem to have been fixed quite.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you break a vase and you glue it back together and it's sort of not right. I thought that was a perfect analogy, by the way. That I didn't write it ahead of time.
It was not only perfect, which is kind of the key word of this call, but it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Did you actually see I was starting to tear up when you said the vase thing?
As soon as I said the word vase.
And that's why I went to my buttons as like a protective device.
And I knew it was going to be profound, but I didn't want to seem pretentious, so I went vase instead of vase.
Right, right. You never want to say vase. You have to retrain yourself.
My instinct is to say vase.
Vase.
It's like when you break
deference.
It's like when you break a vase and you put it back together, it's not quite the same.
Caller, Candyland, are you still there? What's your plan for the day?
You know, I'm driving down to Tampa in a couple hours.
Love Tampa.
The boyfriend I mentioned earlier is playing a show.
Okay.
Did you guys see me in Tampa, by the way?
No, when were you there?
Band member did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my boyfriend's band member did.
Oh, what band is it?
Pez. They're a punk band.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, we got a zine. Oh, yeah, actually, Office Hours has got an ad in the zine. He reached out to one of your guys.
That's the easiest way to get hung up on is to mention Office Hours three times.
How many more times? And also his band like five times?
Once.
I'm like, you know what this is? This is promo.
Yeah.
This is literally recording promo on my time, honey. This ain't Office Hours. This is Call Chelsea Pretty Hours.
Sorry, I began chewing ice.
I did too.
I love it.
It's 500 degrees in the studio.
Hacks is back for season three, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
500 degrees in the studio.
That's good pizza cooking temperature.
500 degrees in the studio.
That's good pizza cooking temperature.
500 degrees in the studio.
That's good pizza cooking temperature.
500 degrees in the studio.
That's good pizza cooking temperature.
500 degrees in the studio.
That's good pizza cooking temperature.
Sizzle. Oh yeah, we could throw an egg on this table right now and it would sizzle.
Sizzle. Okay.
Caller, who's the next caller gonna be? Hello, caller, you're on with Tim Heidecker and Chelsea Peretti. Let me patch you through. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hi, is this Chelsea and Tim?
Yes.
It sure is, babe. We're working on our voices. What?
What if, like, Jim Henson and those guys were just like,
what if I talk like this? That could be a good voice for puppets.
She's not listening to me. Not even listening to me.
Giving very puppet.
Caller, we're working on our voices.
Hey, Frank Oz, what should our voices be for these puppets? Should it be like this? Maybe all the puppets talk like this.
Is that Oscar?
Kermit Frank.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's not work on it anymore.
I'm calling with a food desk.
Oh, great. Let's go.
Well, that's got your attention, not my bit about puppets.
Voices are gone. Okay, ready? Arancini or matzo sticks?
Wait a minute. That's not how food test works. You say one item and then I say if it's good or bad. I'll do your modification. I'll do your modification. You choose one of two foods. Is that the game?
Yeah.
Okay, go. Arancini or mozzarella sticks? The problem is, I'm not that big a fan of either.
I don't know what arancini
is. It's the rice balls, like fried rice balls with like mozzarella inside. I mean, I'm going to go arancini, but...
Me likey.
Okay, Tim says arancini too. What do you think?
Do you like the meat or the cheese?
Cheese.
Correct.
I don't feel like you actually...
Okay, for salads, spinach or kale?
Kale.
Spinach.
Both are correct.
No, you can't do that. You have to choose one. This is crazy. This is madness. Well,
there's two sides to that. One side is, of course, both are correct. Who gives a shit?
Of course.
Personal preference.
The whole premise of the show is having strong opinions that you act like are the objective truth.
I get that.
So this guy is, not only has he introduced a either or version of the game, but he's also then not even committing to his own premise and saying it's all great.
He's an agent of chaos.
So then you're just basically calling to say, hey, don't you like salad? It's like, yeah, man, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it fresh.
Okay.
No one wants to like firmly commit to anything anymore.
Right.
Like, I guess so.
Right.
No, just say yes, no.
Maybe so.
No, yeah. Not maybe so.
Oh, that was your point. Not maybe so. Okay, what is left?
Okay, for pasta sauce, are we liking chili flakes, like a little bit of spice? Or are we liking like cream, like more cream? The tomato based.
Oh.
Chili flakes.
Okay, that is also correct.
I got a huge... meatball hack, if you're interested. Do you make meatballs?
I don't. I actually don't really like meatballs.
All right, then let's move on. Because your audience probably doesn't either.
No, they probably do. What's your hack?
Two things. First of all, I only make turkey meatballs.
I do like turkey, yeah.
Perfect meat for meatballs. Now, lately, I've been adding, you know, you can get the pre-made pesto in the little...
Yeah.
Which, you give me thumbs down on that? Only homemade, from the producer, says homemade. Well, I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, right.
For making homemade pesto.
It's not that hard. It takes 2 seconds.
I ain't a garden?
No. I ain't a garden?
Ina Garten, is that her name?
I thought it was Ina, but
you get the homemade pot. You get the store bought pesto and you squirt a little bit of that in your meatball batter, in your meatball, whatever you call that. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. I have to say, this sounds disgusting.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, just, what's disgusting about
it? I don't know. Just like get a pre-made sauce, squirt it into some meat. It's just like, well, they
make some high-end store pesto.
Imagine you go to a restaurant and they're like, yeah, so you go, oh, can you tell me a little bit about the meatballs? You go, yeah, we squirt some pre-made pesto into the meat and then we shake that into the bowls.
I'm just saying.
The bowls.
I got two kids. I got to make meatballs on a Tuesday night. I'm adding a little bit of store-bought pesto.
It's
sorry.
Giving it a little flavor.
I guess you make your own tomato sauce at home too, huh? Listen, no. No, you don't, do you? No, she doesn't.
I do. Yeah.
Good for you. You got your Sunday gravy going on the stove all afternoon.
Yeah. Yep. I have to say, because we got the coffee cranking.
Coffee, got coffee cranking through my sis. Got coffee cranking through my sis. Got coffee cranking through my sis. Got coffee cranking through my sis.
I have to pee.
I get that. I have to pee too.
So I think we should take a pee break. Do you like peeing?
I do. I'm actually drinking a coffee and I have to pee. So
should we just all take a pee break?
Yeah, let's take a 10-1. Thanks for your food, Tess, and thanks for your call.
Thanks for
I hung up mid-thanks. Hello.
Chelsea, hi.
How's it going?
Is this Phil?
Great. I used to call into your podcast in the prior time, so it's fun I get to talk to you again.
Oh, you too. You too. Welcome back.
Welcome back. I have some questions I could ask. Like, what would you like from me?
Questions.
Ooh. Well, have you ever been attacked by a goose?
No, but there are often geese on my bike path, and I'm always afraid it's going to happen. And I just slow down and I go around them because they can be vicious.
They're we'll Canadian take it!
Amazing.
What have you been snacking on lately?
Chicken empanadas. A lot of Halloween candy. I've gotten through all of that.
So you're a health nut.
Snacking on chicken empanadas is that's the name of a Bare Naked Ladies album.
that sounds like a heavy snack.
Yeah.
They're tiny. They're two bite size.
So you're actually talking about Totino's pizza rolls. It just seems like, you know, he's trying to class up something that's like something from this freezer that's like a thing for kids.
But yeah. To be fair, I don't think he implied anything like, oh, this is this most sophisticated snack. He just said, I love empanadas.
I went crazy on my kids' Halloween candy. How about
you? Did you?
No.
You know what? I didn't. And also like my son, like he eats a couple and then he kind of forgets about it.
Yeah, they do forget.
It's cool. Well, sir.
He said he had questions for us. That's kind of interesting.
I can, some advice, perhaps.
Okay.
I am going to a concert with a date and a friend, and that friend is an ex of mine. And I'm wondering, should I have told my date that this friend is an ex of mine?
Oh, boy.
You're going to a concert with an ex.
With a date. He's taking a date. And then also a friend who you used to be in a relationship with.
Is that correct?
Why are you doing that?
That is a great question. That is such a very, you know what? I really applaud that. I have to give you a full applause because it's such a simple and fair question to ask. Why are you doing that?
It's like before we proceed.
Yeah, before we proceed, let's just go right for the basics. Why are you doing that?
Because I've just started dating this person, and I'm like, I want every opportunity that I can have to spend time with them. And my friend, who was my ex, was amenable.
Your ex was amenable, but why not just do separate things with them if you're still hanging out with your ex?
Because the person I'm just started dating, like, volunteered that they loved one of the bands that's performing.
Mm. Okay. So you're like, oh, come with us.
Mm. Well, first I asked my friend if that would be okay. And then I
wait, so you already had the plan in place with your ex.
Mm.
And then this
sounds
new
like
girl...
things aren't quite over.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. But doesn't it feel that way? Feels like things are... do you still have feelings for this person, the ex?
I mean, yes. But also everyone in this situation is in open relationships.
Oh, God. What is that even...
You're wasting our time, sir.
Yeah, you're talking to two happily married, monogamous people here. Wait. Who don't have time for your open relationships.
Also, you fucking buried the lead if you're like, we're all poly. Yeah. Like, so then who cares? Do whatever you want, right?
Yeah, I don't think I did something wrong.
Why'd you bring it up then? I mean, we didn't bring it up.
I desperately seek your validation.
It seems like what you should be doing is flaunting all this to everybody.
Mm. You ever thought about bragging?
I don't think it's worth bragging about. I think, you know, poly, if it works for some people, it works for them. And if it doesn't, it doesn't.
I know. We're not judging. We're just...
Hey, my question to you is, does it work for you?
Yeah, it has.
Great.
What's the band? Are you going to see Pez in Tampa?
If I say what band, people can figure it out. It's here, this time. I don't want to do that.
Wait, what?
Oh, people can figure out who you are? But here's my question. I thought you're on the up and up. Why is this a big secret? You're all...
How does knowing what this band is, like, doxing you?
Yeah, also, it's like, you're clearly secretive about something, and you clearly are conflicted about it, but then you're like, we're all in on it. We're all fun. But then, like, you're very confusing, sir. I think you need a little bit of a therapy.
Oh, shit.
Oh. You're not supposed to say that. I'm in it.
Oh, that's cool. What does your therapist say about all this?
You know, she had to skip this week, so I didn't get to that.
She's like, I'm out of here.
She's like, you know what? I just remembered I have a vacation scheduled. She's like, I'm not taking any new poly clients. Too many love triangles.
I'm more into poly sci.
Yeah. What's the band? Taylor Swift?
I was a poly sci minor. It truly, it's going to be like 50 people there.
Oh, I see.
Like, it's a tour of like 6 dates. It'd be just very easy to reverse engineer.
Reverse engineer. All right. All right. Let's give you your privacy. Ding dong. You're by.
You seem like a real... Boop.
Okay. Let's see. Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Hi. You like it? More men calling?
This is what happens when you bring me the juice.
Tim
more
said...
Men calling? I don't know.
You're not... You don't identify that way?
I do. Okay. Wait, as a man?
Yeah.
What's the question?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really thinking about Lemon lately because I just listened to the new episode.
Have you ever noticed that when people do online recipes, they're like, yeah, you're going to want to put a little lemon
zest
in the pan. Yeah, you throw a little olive oil on there.
Then you put a lemon zest. Well, then you do your lemon zest with your microplane.
Yeah. Throw it on a plate. Throw it in your face.
I always put tons of lemon zest.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love it, too.
Lemon zest, it's like eating life itself. It's like eating sunshine.
Did anyone give you the lemon pupil art yet?
No. I hope someone does.
Yeah.
I would love that. Ooh. I want art where my eyes are lemon. My pupils are lemons because I love lemons so much. Mm-hmm. I love lemon zest on pasta. I love it on baked goods. I put it in my coffee. I actually do.
You put lemon in your coffee? No.
I don't put lemon zest, but lime zest on a coffee that's creamy is amazing. I got that at Downing Thomas. Nice.
Do you know this song?
I'm going to try that.
Lemon tree, very pretty, but the lemon and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
Do you know this song?
Silence is the purest truth.
That voice.
Can you imagine that session?
I would feel he's crying. Like, yeah. That's some emotion that man is singing with. Do you like the new songs?
You know, they're different from the old songs, but I'm embracing them. Are they all by the same artist?
What you want from me? What you want from me? What you want from me? What you want from me?
This one's... Oh. That's pretty good.
Oh. That was nice. had a little beat on it.
Thank you. Yeah, that one had a little beat.
What's going on today?
Well, we don't know exactly. We're drinking coffee. We had a couple slurp contests. They didn't go great, I'm going to say. Right?
It kicked in once.
Yeah, it kicked in once. We've tried to get a theme of goose attacks going. Hasn't really picked up any steam.
Ever been attacked by a goose?
As a kid,
oh,
I've been hissed at by geese.
Hissed at.
Oh, wow, let me abort. Let me abort that. Let me abort my drum roll for a hiss.
That calls for a sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
But geese hissing will never hurt me. It might intimidate me a little.
But because of that incident, I don't like geese, and I try not to go near them.
Right.
So. Yeah, you gotta avoid those guys. I mean, yeah, they're very protective. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I feel crazy right now because I'm actually in a library and I'm supposed to be quiet. But
turn your phone volume up and play this. I dare you. You would be such. You would go viral. You would go absolutely viral.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Can I? How about this? Let's do this game. You're in a library.
Wow. Yeah.
Scream help.
Oh no.
No, no. Walk down. Walk. Turn to your left.
Okay.
Walk down the closest aisle.
Okay. I'm in the poetry section. Unfortunately.
Okay. Walk Ooh. Down. Of course you are. Walk down the aisle and stop.
All right. Okay.
Turn to your left.
This is like Nexium. You're like Keith Raniere.
Pick a book. Pick a book. Don't think about it. Just pick it. Grab it.
Uh-huh. And read us the
Turn
title.
To page.
I'm not even joking. It's a book on Derek Fisher, the Lakers. Is that right?
Why would you be joking?
Oh, my God. You picked a book.
Of- Dang it.
Where's the jackpot?
Derek
You
Fisher!
Did it. You won.
Oh, head exploding emoji. Head exploding emoji.
No, seriously, back up a sec, sec. You,
I didn't.
You're joking. You are joking.
You're joking, right?
No.
What is the title of the book?
It says "Character-Driven Life Lessons in Basketball." Derek Fisher, by Barry Brovic.
By somebody else.
Unauthorized.
Write a book for me. Okay.
Wow.
Sure.
But I want to dig into this. Why did you say I'm not even joking? That's what that really was strange.
He's his brother.
Because I thought, Chelsea, didn't you, or maybe do you like the Lakers? I don't know. What Derek Fisher.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was into basketball.
Based on an old podcast.
When I moved here.
A while ago.
Oh, I see.
When I moved here, I had a boyfriend that was really into basketball, took me to games. I got really into it. And then I was like, you know what? This is too time consuming.
Sure.
You have to watch 3,000 games. Mm-hmm. And I just shut it off like a light switch.
Okay. I know nothing about basketball, but I still like...
Pick another book. Okay. Do a little spin. Do
Why
a
is
spin.
This book in the poetry section?
Yeah.
What is the question?
I'm a quick walker.
Okay. Pick another book. This is cool, actually.
I like this.
I like this game. Okay.
I wish I was over by the cookbooks.
Okay, don't try to control it. This is like a Ouija board, okay? Mm-hmm. So turn, okay, walk 10 steps. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now pick a book, but go one book to the left. What is it?
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
It's the Oxford Companion to Mark Twain.
Okay. Okay. Really,
Mark Twain is really witty.
Twain.
Twain.
Mark Twain.
Shania's ancestor.
Uncle.
I was excited. My daughter, Amelia, who's 10, said, like, I think I want to read this Tom Sawyer book because they talked about it in school. So I was like, oh, because she's always reading these, like,
manifestos, no. Political manifestos,
just like books for like modern books for 10-year-olds, which seemed kind of lame to me. Hmm. So I'm like, yeah, get into like Mark Twain. That'd be cool.
Mm. Mm.
But is he canceled? Mark
Maybe.
Twain.
Maybe. I was trying to in my head. I was trying to think about it if he is or not. He's definitely witty, but I thought there was something with.
Well.
Okay, so Mark Twain, Tim Heidecker is canceled. Okay.
Samuel Clemens.
Oh, Lemuel.
No, Samuel Clemens. You know who that
is?
Who's that? That's Mark Twain.
Really?
Yeah, Mark Twain is his pen name.
Wow. I was thinking Lemuel Plummer.
Jesse Plemons.
Who founded the Zeus Network.
Hey, my name's Jesse.
Are you related to Jesse Plemons?
I like the joke. We're going insane.
I know. Can I bring up something hilarious from the last episode with Tim?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Which was like a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I remember it.
Okay. Jeez. We won't.
So basically, Chelsea, you would play the sexy music, and then Tim, you would like describe yourself, and Chelsea would like react with like, ugh, or like, oh yeah. But then like something that was like gross, you'd just be like, ugh.
Really? Mm. So I would describe myself, my body?
Slim build.
Yeah.
Slim build.
I lost weight, but still have a belly. A lot of belly fat.
That's a dad bod, they say.
Yes, but I feel like my neck is too skinny.
Mm. You ever thought about neck injections?
Yes, I have.
Beef up your neck.
They don't do any. I get them twice a day, and they don't do anything.
Ugh, it's a lot.
I don't know where on my body my pants should sit.
Mm-hmm. I know they don't make high-waisted jeans high enough. That's what I say.
I'm thinking about moving to suspenders, but I don't think I'll ever do it.
Where's suspenders?
What?
You're moving to suspenders?
Get out of here. Suspenders, California.
Shout out to everyone in Suspenders, California.
Just get out of here. That's going to be my new OFU.
Yeah.
Was that? Does that bring you back to those glory days? When was that? 2015.
But it's not. I feel like I don't really know what you're talking about. This is the problem. I don't remember.
Well, you, Chelsea, you were like really disgusted. You were like, ugh. It was like a sexy like. Disgust.
I stopped using toilet paper.
Yeah.
I think you really gotta go back and listen.
All right. Tim looked at his watch. It's over.
No. I do have to pick up my kids, but not for another half hour, 45 minutes.
Where are they?
They're at school. It's a minimum day. Do you know what that is? It's a day where they get out early. Remember those days?
I heard someone talking about that actually at the coffee shop.
It's a minimum. And then they've got all next week off. I don't know if you want to timestamp this experience, but we're the Friday before Thanksgiving, so all next week is no school.
Hey, can we talk about Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
What's something that you guys don't want to see on Thanksgiving? Like, lineup in terms of food.
I got one.
What?
Mac and cheese.
What in the fuck? Oh my god!
Yeah, that was really violent.
My god!
Yep,
that was the craziest eye contact that we had after he said that. Like, I truly felt like pained and shocked, and he was looking at me with pain in his eyes.
Well, I'm saying think I'm joking, or you don't belong here. My carbs are firmly established in my stuffing. My side dish is my stuffing and maybe some mashed potatoes. It's time to make it end. I've almost had enough. So wait, you want to make a case for mac and cheese?
I mean, I don't have to make a case for it, honey. I don't have. That's how fucking dominating mac and cheese is. I don't even have to make a case for it. It is literally, it's not like I'm going to be like, ladies and gentlemen, interesting news about Thanksgiving. Suddenly people have taken an interest.
Time out. Now, because now I'm pissed. I'm not saying anything negative about mac and cheese. I'm talking about on Thanksgiving. Like, I love pizza, but I don't need it on Thanksgiving. So you think both of you two both think that mac and cheese is a centerpiece of the Thanksgiving experience?
I can't hear anything over the
shut up.
That I love.
All right, fine. Then you go. What doesn't belong in the Thanksgiving tables? You know everything.
You're seriously mad. Since you know everything, it's such like the bastion of the wounded. Okay, what would you eliminate? What would you eliminate from?
Oh, deflecting.
Yeah.
Me, the caller.
Yeah, the caller. You.
Well, I have to say green bean casserole.
Yeah, I was going to say that as well.
The what casserole?
Green bean casserole.
Yeah, but who's really presenting
that? People do
that?
It.
Yeah.
You know, you ever looked at those most popular Thanksgiving Google searches for, you can look it up and it's like everyone in Nebraska is searching green bean casserole, right. You know?
Yeah, I don't need that either.
I don't need
it. Fine, that's what I'll take off instead of mac and cheese. Hey, eat mac and cheese until you're blue in the face.
Just
you know,
hit your head.
No, I hit my elbow. Oh, watch this. Let's see if I can.
Oh! Oh! Tim, are you okay? Oh, Tim! Oh, gosh! Sorry about the wall.
Wow.
Listen, mac and cheese, it's like such sacrilege. Honestly, here's what I'll tell you. I think pizza is not as good as mac and cheese. Like, best pizza versus best mac and cheese. Mm.
What if I served pizza at Thanksgiving dinner? Like, as a side? We also have pizza, by the way.
Pizza on Thanksgiving, you could do pumpkin pizza as a side dish. Ew. That's like something someone on Instagram, like, this amazing Thanksgiving pumpkin pizza will blow your family's mind. Hey, caller.
It's just the side dish they're not expecting.
Yeah, caller, would you be into it if you like were watching some food Instagrammer and they're like, this Thanksgiving pumpkin pizza will absolutely blow your mind. Your family is going to be begging for more. You cook half a pumpkin, slice it up, put it with some sage, put it on pizza. Best Thanksgiving ever. Thanksgiving pizza.
Maybe.
Bye-bye.
I'm lactose intolerant, so it would depend.
Oh, right.
Oat milk.
Yeah, I didn't say it had cheese on it.
If it didn't have cheese, then I could be down.
All right. Great.
Yeah. But I'm not trying to have a stomach issue the day of Thanksgiving. Are you drowning me out because I'm lactose intolerant and I'm feeling very discriminated against?
What other things are you intolerant of?
Bigotry.
What?
Bigotry. Are you bigotry intolerant?
Yes.
Same.
There is a bigger tree in my yard, backyard. That we're
What's all this talk about bigger trees? I don't get it.
The bigger, the better.
Exactly, Homer. Wait, hold on. Let me play the.
Don't. Did you say Homer?
No, I said honey. The bigger, the better. The bigger, the
better. Chelsea, I'm one of your gay stoner fans from the original pod. I was listening to you from 2012 or whatever it was.
Welcome. Are you still gay?
Welcome back, babe. Yeah, have you done conversion therapy? Here on the pod, we're big proponents.
Yeah, you convinced me to get conversion therapy.
I don't remember that episode, but I'm sure it was funny.
Yeah.
Do you think bigger is better?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Elaborate.
No.
Refusal. I just started thinking about lunch.
I think it's very hot in here.
It's closing time.
Yeah.
It's time to make it end. It's time to make it end.
Well, this is where it ends. Between you and me.
Wow.
I just cannot pretend to see what I do not see.
That'll work.
Chelsea, I'm so happy you're back on the airwaves.
Listen,
I think that songwriting session ended with, that'll work.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That's like everything in the entire library. Listen, thank you for calling.
But
shout out.
Can I make a request?
Yeah.
You got to bring back the sound panel app. I used to use that app all the time.
I know. I don't know what the hell happened. I got to say, I don't know what happened. I'll try to figure that out. I don't know how to do it.
That's my one request. If you could look into that like for Christmas, that would, you'd make my whole year.
Like so. You got enough to deal with on Christmas.
Thank you for loving me the way I love you.
Wow. All right, you're obsessed.
Have a great holiday.
Yeah, all the best. Thanks for having me.
You too.
All right, listen. Tim.
Yeah.
How do you think it went today?
Well, I was a little, I feel like we had a lot to live up to because my first time on was such a wonderful experience.
I know.
And I did feel a little like you dropped out a little bit early because you said you weren't feeling it. And I felt nervous that I wasn't bringing it. But then I also felt like I had a great time.
Yeah. No, I think
you feel okay about it?
Well, I think it's good. I don't know. I think we'll edit it down. There was the one part I really liked.
I don't love hearing that.
I liked the dinner call, the time for dinner call.
Yeah. Oh, legendary.
Who can forget that? I liked that. There's been a couple that I think were good.
I want to do right by you.
The problem is I think when it's already hard when callers call and then we talk over each other, then you add a third person talking.
Yeah.
There was just a lot of times where we're all three talking at once.
Yeah.
That's from a producing standpoint, a bit of a nightmare.
It really depends on what the expectations of the listeners are. If the expectations are low and they like it to feel a little chaotic and loosey goosey, this is going to be a great experience.
Right.
If you're looking to produce something very high end and very produced, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, if you're looking to just hear what anyone is saying, then this might not be the podcast for you. If you're looking for just hearing, hey, what's a grand experiment of hearing three people talk at once, two on mics and one on a bad cell connection, then this is the podcast for you.
Well, I had a blast.
I had a blast. I'd like you to come back. I'd like to reimagine this.
Oh,
you know?
See, I don't like all this talk of regret. And
Well, I think honestly, like, I was like, oh, we'll just wing it. But I feel like...
Oh, you're too in your head on this. I think it's
think
a lot
so?
Of fun. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's where I am. I need a lot of... I'm doing a lot of work on that,
yeah.
Actually.
But you were right about me early in this podcast, spiraling. I wasn't articulate. I wasn't my best self.
Oh, my God. Now you're doing it. And then a show busy laugh.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
No, I think you're a brilliant friend, a brilliant creative.
I feel like we're friends.
Yeah, I think we've become more friends lately. Yeah,
friendly.
Yeah. Do you invite me over for dinner? No, but no, you know.
Same, yeah. Same. One day that'll happen.
But that's the thing about comedy friends. You could love them more than your own mother.
Yeah.
And then but never you never him. Hang out.
No. Just happy to know you're out there.
Yeah. You bring joy into everyone's lives, Tim. Where are you looking? Anyway.
I'm gonna leave then. So yeah. You can continue.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Sorry it was so hot.
No, I that doesn't bother me at all.
We'll do this again.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
That's me approximating a car accident.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.